Peace to you all. My name is Saba Ahmed. I'm a law student at American University. I am here to ask you a simple question. I know that we portray Islam and all Muslims as bad, but there's 1.8 billion Muslim followers of Islam. We have 8 million plus Muslim Americans in this country, and I don't see them represented here. But my question is, how can we fight an ideological war with weapons? How can we ever end this war? The jihadist ideology that you talk about, it's an ideology. How can you ever win this thing if you don't address it ideologically?
Frank?
Well, I'm glad to see you're representing Muslims in this company. I don't want to speak for anybody else but myself, but I think I can say safely that there isn't anybody on this panel who thinks that all Muslims are the problem.
Right.
I certainly don't. What we have been trying to help people understand is the ideology, to use your term, the doctrine, if you will, the program, agenda. I don't know what the best way to describe Sharia is, but that's the default line, I think, between Muslims who are decidedly the problem because they believe it is Allah's will, God's will, to impose that program on everybody else, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, on the one hand. And on the other hand, you have lots of Muslims who don't follow that program, may not even know what it's about, don't speak Arabic, aren't imbued with the traditions of the faith as out of Saudi Arabia, for example. And they are not necessarily the problem, at least not yet. But what makes these policy things so important, it seems to me, and why it is imperative that we understand it, is not just that we don't know that we're fighting an ideological war against people who are absolutely convinced of the supremacy of their ideology, but because, as a practical matter, we're engaged in a situation that is becoming vastly worse, in part because we keep embracing people who are imbued with that ideology. This is why I come back to this idea of legitimating and engaging and funding and arming the Muslim Brotherhood. These are exponents of Sharia. It is part of their agenda, very explicitly, to impose it, as I say, on everyone else. So I thank you for the question, and I think we absolutely do need to deal with this as an ideological war, at least in part, or at least understand that the ideology that is driving the violent jihad on the one hand, and every bit as importantly, what the Muslim Brotherhood calls the civilization jihad on the other. Many in the government, if they're thinking about this at all, are focused on the sort of dangling, shiny object, dangerous as it is, of violent jihad. But they're missing entirely that other piece that I talked about in connection with Huma Abedin and others, which is the subversion, the not so much non-violent form of jihad as the pre-violent form of jihad, with which they hope ultimately to take us down just as surely as the others who embrace violent jihad seek to do. But at the end of the day, it is something that brings them together, whether it's ISIS, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood, whether it's dozens of others, is Sharia. And we do have to get that straight.
Yeah. Great. Great question. I am so glad you're here, and I am so glad you brought that up because it gives us an opportunity to answer. What I find so amazing is, since the beginning of this panel, which we are here about Benghazi attack against our people, not one person mentioned Muslims. We are here against Islam, or we're launching war against Muslims. We are here to discuss how four Americans died and what our government is doing. We were not here to bash Muslims. You were the one who brought up the issue about most Muslims, not us. And since you brought it up, allow me to elaborate with my answer. There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today. Of course, not all of them are radicals. The majority of them are peaceful people. The radicals are estimated to be between 15 to 25% according to all intelligence services around the world. That leaves 75% of them peaceful people. But when you look at 15 to 25% of the world Muslim population, you're looking at 180 million to 300 million people dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization. That is as big of the United States. So why should we worry about the radicals, 15 to 25%? Because it is the radicals that kill. Because it is the radicals that behead and massacre. When you look throughout history, when you look at all the lessons of history, most Germans were peaceful. Yet the Nazis drove the agenda. And as a result, 60 million people died. Almost 14 million in concentration camps. 6 million were Jews. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at Russia, most Russians were peaceful as well. Yet the Russians were able to kill 20 million people. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at China, for example, most Chinese were peaceful as well. Yet the Chinese were able to kill 70 million people. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at Japan prior to World War II, most Japanese were peaceful as well. Yet Japan was able to butcher its way across Southeast Asia, killing 12 million people, mostly killed with bayonets and shovels. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. On September 11th in the United States, we had 2.3 million Arab Muslims living in the United States. It took 19 hijackers, 19 radicals to bring America down to its knees, destroy the World Trade Center, attack the Pentagon, and kill almost 3,000 Americans that day. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. So for all our powers of reasons and us talking about moderate and peaceful Muslims, I'm glad you're here. But where are the others speaking out? And since you are the only Muslim representative, Muslim representative in here, you took the limelight instead of speaking about why our government, and I assume, are you an American? You're an American citizen. So as an American citizen, you sat in this room and instead of standing up and saying a question or asking something about our four Americans that died and what our government is doing to correct the problem, you stood there to make a point about peaceful, moderate Muslims. I wish you brought 10 with you to question about how we can hold our government responsible. It is time we take political correctness and throw it in the garbage where it belongs and stop calling it.
And there will be refreshments afterward. Did you want to respond to the...
I can't follow that.
You had a follow-up that you'd... Go ahead.
Comment. Thank you for your responses. And I do really hope that other Muslims will start showing up at these conservative forums. But, you know, as a peaceful American Muslim, I would like to think that I'm not that irrelevant. I'm just as much an American, and I'm very deeply saddened about the lives that were lost in Libya, and I hope that we will find justice for their families. But I don't think that this war can ever be won by just the military. You have to bring Muslims to the table to address this.
I think everyone agrees that it can't be won just militarily, and I think that everyone has said that. Tell me who the head of the Muslim peace movement is.
I guess it's me right now, so thank you.